Hello, this is Pastor Gary from First Baptist Church of La Plata, and now a local story from Pittsburgh involving a garbage truck and a raccoon. Raccoons are no strangers to garbage cans. Raccoons regularly raid garbage cans. That's why people often use bungee cords to secure their garbage can lids. Apparently, this Pittsburgh raccoon decided to up his game from garbage can to garbage truck. As the garbage truck was speeding down I-93, other drivers noticed the raccoon hanging on for dear life to the rear ladder of the truck. The garbage truck driver, or sanitation engineer, was alerted, and he pulled over to rescue the raccoon. Since no one knows where the raccoon hitched a ride, the raccoon is now free, but displaced. I'm reminded of the old warning about sin. Sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you want to pay. Enticed by a large truck full of garbage, the raccoon ended up going further than he wanted, staying longer than he wanted, and costing him more than he wanted. Don't be fooled by sin. It may look good at first, but it only leads to death. Hear James 1:15, quote, "Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death."